Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Hey, it's National No Beard Day today. Ironically, tomorrow is Full Beard Day. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to try. Find out how on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Monday, October 18th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, it is National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. Yeah, there's applications out there that'll help you to clean your computer, the files, organize them. You know, after several months of doing this podcast, there's a lot of files involved in this podcast, right? There's all the research that I do. There's the scripts that I write. There's the bits that I write that are funny. And then there's the other ones, which there's way more than that that are not funny. And then I've got all the audio files that I've got to deal with. And then all the tweets and all that stuff that I have to put together for each one of these podcasts. Well, after several months of working on it, I finally figured out a virtual filing system that works for me. And let me tell you, doing that, it took forever, but it's helped me out every single day. And the inspiration for that, believe it or not, was last year's National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. So there you go. This day helped me out last year. Let's make it help you out this year. Clean up your desktop, people, and clear your cache and browsing history sometimes. It's National Chocolate Cupcake Day today as well. And well, I've got a world record for you to tell you about. Yeah. 72 cupcakes, 72 in 6 minutes. There you go. That was set in 2012. I don't know how you enjoy 72 cupcakes, because really, I think a cupcake is about enjoyment. You can't enjoy 72 cupcakes in 6 minutes. I mean, you need at least, 2 hours for that? Come on. This happened at the Waterloo World Cupcake Eating Championship. It's held by Patrick Bertoletti. So there you go. Patrick, slow down. You might enjoy them. Now, when looking up chocolate cupcakes, I actually stumbled across something different that I just got to tell you about. Costco has a new bakery item. Yeah, they're now selling Snickerdoodle mini cakes. They're like cupcakes, Snickerdoodle cupcakes, 6 of them in a pack. I don't know how much they are, but and I'm not being paid for this. I also got to tell you that I also found out that the churro's coming back to the food court at Costco. Yeah, that's happening this week. So maybe it's time for a trip over to Costco. Yeah, I'm sure you'll spend $400 just to get that churro. It is International Legging Day as well. You can pick some of those up while you're there at Costco. Now, believe it or not, this is like one of those current trends, right? But guess what? They're actually like going down in price, not going up. Usually, you know, fashion trends, they start to make things go up. Well, No, they're actually going down in price. And this is also one of those weird things where it costs more for men than women. Yeah, men's leggings are $6 more per pair on average than women's leggings. So quite a unique thing here. But why so low? Well, because now there's all these different brands. There's 70 or so different brands and thousands of styles out there for leggings. So if you're going to look for them, I guess you could do a little price shopping. It is also National Exascale Day. I'm sorry, Exascale Day. I think I said that right. This is the day for supercomputers, exascale computers, and the operators that run those amazing computers. Yeah, they can achieve over 1 quintillion. I'm not pronouncing anything right tonight. 1 quintillion operations per second. That's 10 to the power of 18. See, so there you go, 10, 18. See, it all makes sense. However, you need a supercomputer to figure it out, and apparently a supercomputer to be able to say it. Yeah. Anyway, these computers can do that much calculating in that little time. Meanwhile, I can't open a website without my computer fan turning on. Time for an upgrade. Okay, a National No Beard Day today. And according to those fashion sites, you know, I had to go down there for the leggings. So I looked up beards as well, and well, beards are still in. Fortunately for me, I've got a beard, so I'm in. This might be the only thing I'm in for as far as fashion. But yeah, the less scruffy and more well-groomed beard is kind of the cool fashion right now. I guess it got scruffy for a little while there. About the same time the whole man bun thing was happening. I'm glad that went away. I couldn't do it because I'm bald. But yeah, you know, that was happening about the same time as the scruffy beard. Now, well-groomed beards, if you've got one, go for it. Now, the problem with that is it's no beard day. So if you want to participate in this day without actually shaving off your beard, you can perhaps use one of those TikTok filters, you know, that automatically like removes beards. This thing was all the rage. It was a viral sensation earlier this year. But perhaps, you know, I'm thinking maybe Zoom should start doing these filters, right? Like Instagram's got them, TikTok's got them. And they make you look a little bit different, right? Why not do that on Zoom, right? Like, make me look not as tired for that first Zoom meeting of the morning. That would be good. Or add a food filter. How about that? You know, so you don't, like, actually see the food that you're eating and people don't judge you on why is he eating so many Oreo cookies during this meeting. Just visually take that away and perhaps the smacking as well so you can't hear it. Oh, you know what would be great? Now I'm on a roll here. The dog filter. What if there was a dog filter for Zoom where you couldn't actually see or hear the dogs in the background? Because there's always dogs in the background of somebody. If you got like 10 people in a Zoom meeting, somebody's got a dog in the background. It's super distracting. I don't know why. Maybe I like dogs. I like seeing dogs virtually, I guess. But yeah, filter those out. You could do it, right? Yeah, how about a pants filter for those that stand up? And they don't have the pants on. Maybe even a distraction filter so you could do just whatever else and your face is just looking at the computer and just nodding no matter what. I think that would be good. All right, we got to take a look at our events for today. And we're going to start today in 1961 with the premiere of West Side Story. Yeah, Natalie Wood was in this classical musical. We'll say classic musical. Anyway, she wasn't the original choice. Audrey Hepburn was actually the original choice for the West Side Story. And for the male lead, well, that was supposed to be Elvis. Yeah. And, you know, it would have been interesting to have Elvis in there because maybe they wouldn't have had to dub so many voices. Yeah, actually, Natalie Wood is not the one you hear singing. She was dubbed by Mamie Nixon. And many of the other actors were dubbed in this as well at the time. This became the biggest selling soundtrack album. So maybe it was good that they did a little dubbing to make it all sound better. Actually, one of the singers that was doing the dubbing was, you know, featured on the album and they wanted some credit. They wanted some cash. They sued. So the whole thing settled out of court, but that made everybody realize a little bit more that everything was being dubbed and it wasn't the actual singers. Another actor in this movie, by the way, Russ Tamblyn. That is where I got my name. Russ. Yeah. From the actor. Russ Tamblyn. My mom liked the name. All right. In 2010, Jessica Watson. Do you know that name? Well, yeah, she became the youngest person to solo sail around the globe. She took a trip on her all pink yacht. It's like 210 days sailing around the globe. She held the record only, though, until 2012 when Laura Decker, who was about 200 or so days younger, completed her trip. Since then, Jessica has received an MBA. She's authored two books, and she's currently the co-founder of the nautical safety app, Decky. All right, you know, this made me think. We've got these kids doing these amazing things. You know, like Mozart composed his first symphony by, what, the age of 5. Actually, the niece, I saw this the other day, of Gisele Bündchen. Yeah, Duda is her name. She was like a fashion designer at the age of 5. She made all the decisions about the prints, the cuts, the details of the collection, all this stuff. And, you know, she was also a model. And then you've got Jordan Romero, who climbed Mount Everest at the age of 13. Flynn McGarry had his own pop-up restaurant at the age of 13. Louis Braille, well, he invented the Braille system at the age of 15. All these kids doing all these amazing things. You know, at 15, I could ride my bike pretty quick. Yeah, I was pretty fast. Might have been the fastest on the block. Even faster without that pesky helmet. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. You know, Pam Dauber from Mork and Mindy. If you haven't seen the whole Mork and Mindy Robin Williams screen test thing on YouTube, you got to go check that out. Yeah, she turns 70 today. Wynton Marsalis turns 60. Neo is 42. Zac Efron is 34. And Tyler Posey is 30. That is your look at October 13. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something in a future episode, just let us know. Head over to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today, because I enjoyed telling you about it. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.